Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment in Caring for the Ill. We left off yesterday discussing issues in terms of meals being warmed on Shabbos for the hospital patient. Just once we've gotten here, I want to discuss another issue which is extremely important in the hospital. As we mentioned, the meals that you're getting, the kosher meals that you're getting in the hospital, are not being prepared in the hospital kitchen. They're pre-packaged from some other location. It's always important to make sure that the food is all either as a group or separately sealed with valid certification. You have to realize that the hospital staff, the hospital nutrition staff, hopefully is trained in terms of the needs of the kosher consumer. The turnover in staff in these hospitals is great. Even if in principle they would like to keep people trained, many times there are gaps. You have to understand how much food is flying in and out. And you, even if you registered as kosher, even if you spoke to the nurse and you said you only want kosher, there are so many other people involved in this process that have never met you. You really always need to make sure that the food that you get is kosher. I would specifically add, sometimes you have the base meal and there are other things that come along with the meal. Those things you probably even have to be more careful about, that they come sealed and with some kind of kosher certification. One more point, imagine if you're a hospital staffer that doesn't know much about kosher in the first place, this whole meat and milk thing is totally boggling of the mind. Many times there are people in the hospital that have complications with their having a fleishig meal, and there's some add-on to the meal, maybe it be a drink, maybe it be a dessert, whatever it is, that's milchigs. So just, it's really important. Again, it's difficult because if the patient is alone, they don't necessarily have their bearings with them at the moment, but certainly if someone, even if the patient is has their wits about them, or if there's someone with the patient, it's really good to check and double check the markings on these things. Are they parv? Are they fleishes? Are they milchigs? Just really good to be diligent about. A totally different issue in terms of Shabbos in the hospital that people ask about frequently has to do with Shabbos candles. What is the halachic status with Shabbos candles? So first of all, let's just say as a general statement, of course, the normal method by which we provide the lights for Shabbos in terms of the mitzvah of Shabbos candles is to actually light a flame. Statement number one. Statement number two, there is no way they're going to let you light candles in your hospital room. Absolutely none. And that's probably a smart thing. Statement number three is, according to many, many opinions, light, electric light, can also count. If one turned on electric lights in the hospital before Shabbos with the mitzvah of Shabbos candles in mind, that is good enough. And according to many opinions, one would even make a bracha on it. So even if you don't have, many times in the hospital they have these plug-in candles, that's great. You don't have to have those, though. You can turn your bathroom light on right before Shabbos, something like that. The point is that there was a light that was off. You could be you just turned it off just for a moment, but you expressly turn it back on with Shabbos in mind. You would turn it on and make the bracha. You should do it right before Shabbos, like we do at home with the Shabbos candles, and that's a valid way to fulfill the mitzvah. Just so you know, I don't only say this about a hospital, I would say the same thing for a hotel room. So this is an option in many circumstances that might be worthwhile and fitting for a person. Generally speaking, we do not say that you are yotze someone lighting in their home, having you in mind. There is a possibility, and I sometimes advise people of this, if let's say your spouse is going to be home for Shabbos and they light at home, there are opinions that say if they light at home with you in mind, you don't need to make the bracha on the lights by you. They're making the bracha with you in mind, but you still need to have lights on by you. So in such a circumstance, it might be that you would just turn on the electric light without making a bracha and they would cover you at home. But at the very least, you need to have a light turned on with Shabbos in mind. And normally we would make a bracha when turning on that light. Many times people ask about that they're being transferred. They're going to be transferred sometime Friday night or Saturday morning. Let's say for a good thing. Let's say someone just gave birth and the labor and delivery happened right before Shabbos, and they know they're going to be transferred to another wing of the hospital sometime over the course of Shabbos. So we try our best. You know, if you're able to have the light on in the room for the beginning of Shabbos, that's great. If you're being transferred in and you're not even going to be in your room until Shabbos has begun, so if you can't, you can't. That's life. All we can do is try our best. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.